From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. 9 days of official mourning have begun for the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. President Raul Castro announced his older brother's death at age 90 on Friday night. At the University of Havana, students carried Cuban flags and held photos of the deceased leader. The Cuban government says that Castro will be buried in his hometown of Santiago on December 4th. The sadness in Havana is in sharp contrast to Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where there were raucous celebrations when it was learned of Castro's death. Thomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
Raul Castro has been governing the island of the shadow of Fidel Castro. And this sends a clear message to the people of Cuba that Castro, both Fidel and Raul, do not live forever.
French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Fidel Castro as the symbol of an era. Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with the country. In a statement, Mr. Obama said that as the Cuban people realize, as they go through the next few days, they must know they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator. He said while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long. This is VOA News.